Jenny and I drove from here to Schenectady in New York, took a C-130, which is the military prop plane, took that to southern Greenland. And then it took us from another, well, pretty much the whole length of the island. I mean, we flew directly over the ice cap. I mean, there were parts where it was just white expanse as far as you could see. Some of the most incredible blues and greens of the water that pools on top of the ice as you look directly down on it. In the last couple days we were at the site, there was a female wolf. We're pretty sure we were the first people she'd ever seen. We were in the field for a little over 6 weeks, and so in Greenland for about 7. We stayed in tents. Everybody had their own sleeping bag and like a big pack. I thought it was rather nice. There's a harpoon handle that I found. I had found nothing anywhere near it, and all of a sudden, just out of this pile of sand that I just had to get through to get below it, I thought, that looks a lot like a harpoon head. And as we cleaned it off a little bit more, it was. You know, we're having record ice melt, and there's a lot of fear that the ice cap will be gone very soon. So, like, actually flying and, you know, watching the streams form and the holes form in the ice cap, and then, you know, sitting on the beach and watching as the, you know, the sea ice recedes and flows past, that was pretty formative for me.